The calendar has flipped. Fall may feel far away, but the regular season is not.
We're all a little excited, and as the week goes on, we'll get more excited, but we're going to keep preparing the same way.
It's game week. Jaguars and the Chiefs from the bank. The unknown only amps up the intrigue.
Very optimistic about it, and it's healing well, about as fast as it can.
The overhauled Jags roster includes tonight's guest.
The Jacksonville Jaguars select Luke Jokel.
The first-round pick begins week one of the season right here with us.
This is Jaguars All Access. Brought to you by EverBank, Jacksonville's home for banking, lending, and investing. Gate. NFL Ticket Exchange, powered by Ticketmaster, an official sponsor of the Jaguars.
You guys doing some icebreakers here today or what? Got a lot of new faces around.
Yeah, I mean, icebreakers.
Cecil Shorts III having some fun with all the Jags' latest moves. 44 roster moves in the last 4 days. That's a lot. Definitely some high, how do you do's around the facility on this Monday. Welcome to Jaguars All Access. I'm Brent Martineau, joined as always by Jeff Loggeman. This is your home each Monday night for everything Jaguars throughout the season. It's time to play the real games this week. Hey, do you feel better about the Jaguars team now than you did a month or maybe 3 months ago?
Well, I feel better that we're going to have games that start to count. But I mean, when you're talking about a lot of roster turnover, it makes you nervous.
It does. We'll see if the Jaguars are nervous. Here's one reason to feel good about the future, the long-term future. Tonight's Jaguars All-Access guest is one of the building blocks.
The Jacksonville Jaguars select Luke Jokel.
It is right tackle Luke Jokel, and we were with Luke on that night in New York City, and that seems like forever ago. It was just back in April. And now you're playing a game on Sunday. Are you ready to play some football?
Yeah, you know, I've been ready since back in New York back then, but you know, I'm ready to go. You know, preseason went well, you know, a little hiccup with a little injury, but you know, ready to go right now.
That's an important thing that you bring it up. I mean, you had the hip flexor in training camp. How does it feel?
It feels great. You know, I feel 100%, you know, probably even a little stronger, you know, really working on, you know, the flexibility now and all that kind of stuff. You know, the NFL is different than college. You got to really take care of your body, so I'm ready to go.
These roster moves, does it affect the locker room? You guys have spent the last month trying to build some chemistry, and now here you go with a lot of new faces.
You know, there is a lot of new faces, but there's the same leaders. You know, guys like Brad Meester and, you know, Blaine and all those guys. I mean, the same leaders, and, you know, everyone else is following. And, you know, new faces, but, you know, they're here to help us, so it's good to see them.
All right, well, normally we go to our top plays of the game, but because we're ready to move on to the regular season, there's a lot of top stories, and here they are. So let them go.
So we'll call it headline number three, and this is it. There are a lot of new faces. No surprise Dave Caldwell scoured the waiver wire in the last 72 hours or so.
And have you ever been a part of a football team that, you know, what, 9 days before the opener, all of a sudden 19% of the team has changed?
No. I mean, I've always been on teams, you know, in Texas and everything. There's 100-plus players. Everyone loves football, and, you know, playing with only 52 other guys is different. So, Definitely transition.
That is a lot different from then college. And Gus Bradley, it's different for him, too. He has to bring all these guys together. He talked about it this afternoon.
You know, I give a lot of credit to those guys that helped form the culture and build where we are today. Now it's a job of the guys that are coming in to help continue what's already been built.
All right, headline number two, reality sets in. The Jaguars will be without Justin Blackmon for the next month. That's a big effect on the passing game, Jeff.
Yeah, but, you know, Luke, I mean, he was in the locker room today. He's in your meetings. That has to help him, but also help you guys seeing him every day.
Yeah, you know, it doesn't really feel like he's gone. You know, he's still practicing. He's still in the meetings. He's still there every day. And, you know, we're going to have the other guys step up, but I think other guys will do that.
If the Jags can say it doesn't feel like he's going on Sunday, that would be a good thing. Guys are playing
well. Exactly right.
And topic of the day and the week is Blaine Gabbert's thumb. There were 10 questions, literally 10 questions asked about Gabbert's thumb today, Jeff. It's the X factor going into Sunday.
Oh, and it's going to be watched all week long. You know, I mean, we're talking about a guy who just started gripping the ball and started throwing a little bit more today. And you saw him out there. How did he look? Did he throw the ball well?
You know, I didn't get to see him throw it too much. You know, we're on total opposite sides of the field. But, you know, he's been looking good. You know, see him in the rehab, in the training room, and he's been doing all those exercises, doing all the rehab. And, I hope he's good to go.
He just played that like a pro, by the way. He doesn't want to give the Chiefs an advantage.
He did very well. He's not going to give any information up. But, I mean, the reality of it is, I mean, we're not talking about Luke Joeckel here, an offensive lineman. We're talking a quarterback and a digit on the throwing hand. Your brother's a quarterback at Texas A&M, played this past weekend. Do you think your brother can suck it up and play with a broken thumb?
I'd tell him to suck it up for sure. But I'm sure Blaine will be all right. And, you know, he's a tough guy with a great arm. And, you know, he's a great quarterback, so we'd love to have him if he can play.
This will test the toughness a little bit. Time for our Xfinity Speed play of the preseason. Ace Sanders was the star of August. I think we can all agree on that. He earned the trust of the coaching staff and his teammates. Ace will play a lot, especially in the month of September, in the wide receiver spot.
Well, a lot of these young guys are going to have to play. Dan Caldwell had an interesting comment to me last week when we were doing a fan forum conference call. And they did a little poll, who would have the biggest impact. And Luke, guess what? You lost the poll. You ended up came in second. Because Ace Sanders came in first, and Dave said, he said he's going to have plenty of opportunities to make an impact for our football team.
Yeah, for sure. He's an incredible player. You know, he's exciting to watch. You know, watching him in college, love watching him at South Carolina. And, you know, he's come out here and worked hard every single day, and he's gotten better every single day. And, you know, I guess me being the rookie, I'm trying to compete with him to be a good as rookie as he is.
Well, if you guys could both do that, then the Jaguars will be just fine for
all
years.
And all you have to do is tell him, say, hey, look, you don't get the ball if I don't do my job. So I'm always more important.
Yeah, you know, offensive linemen never get much respect, but that's what we're used to. And, you know, those guys can go touch the ball, score touchdowns, you know, get the love. We'll just keep doing our job.
And we're going to talk about that a little bit later on, just how Luke has settled in, and you don't notice him, and that's a good thing. But right now you're trying to solidify that offensive line on that right side, transition from left to right. It's been a huge topic for the last few months. How has it gone? Are you ready to settle in now on Sunday?
Yeah, you know, I feel very comfortable. You know, every single day I try to go out there, get more comfortable with it, get better with it. And, you know, going into it, I knew it would be a process. And, you know, this process is still ongoing, but, you know, feel great about it. And ready for week one against, you know, our new competition, Kansas City Chiefs, and ready to go.
It couldn't have been easy, though. I mean, hey, look, I played right at defensive end. It was a long time ago. And then they asked me to move to the left side, and it almost felt completely foreign. And it almost took, you know, 3 months to feel comfortable. You've been at it now for, what, basically 2 months, maybe 2.5 months, you know, with the opportunities in OTAs.
You know, I talked to the right people before the draft, and, you know, they told me to keep working on my right tackle sets. And, you know, it's just another tool in the tool belt, which helped me out a ton. You know, throughout the process, I, you know, worked on it, and, you know, it helped the process a little bit better. But, you know, it definitely was uncomfortable to start with, and, but it's gotten better each day.
All right, what's the deal? I mean, you know, Eric Fisher, first overall pick, okay, you. And then Lane Johnson, I mean, you guys are left tackles in college, you know, top four selections here, three of you. Now you're all playing right tackle.
Yeah, you know, it's just where the team needed us, and we're here to help the team win football games. That's why we were drafted high, and that's why we got to go perform. And each one of those teams got great left tackles, and they needed to fill a void at right tackle. And, you know, that's what I'm here for, and I'm just here to make my team better.
Brad Meester just texted in, by the way. He said it's easier for Luke to transition because those offensive linemen are a little smarter than the defensive.
Brad is totally wrong.
Hey, speaking on the Eric Fisher point, though, you said you had a chip on your shoulder a little bit by not getting picked number one overall. How much do you carry that with you now and maybe for the rest of your career?
You know, it's a true blessing, a true honor to go number two. And, you know, it worked out perfectly. I'm in Jacksonville, and, you know, Jacksonville's the perfect city for me. And, you know, it all worked out well. So, you know, there is a slight chip on my shoulder. I'm ready to work. I'm ready to prove people wrong. But, you know, everything worked out great for me. You know, it was kind of more of anger at the time, more of me getting fired up at the time. Now I've kind of cooled down, ready to work. And, you know, a little bit of a chip, but I'm still ready to go for the play for the Jaguars.
Hey,
nasty,
hey,
you know.
You're a right tackle. I mean, right tackle's got to play with a little chippiness to him now. And the old man, Brad, 14th year, he's got a lot of chippiness in his game as well. Is that something you kind of watch?
Yeah, for sure. I watch him every single day. The way he practices, the way he, you know, approaches meetings, takes notes and all that kind of stuff. Me being a young player, rookie, you know, I spend time watching him, Eugene, all those guys, and, you know, I love watching Brad. You know, in practice, he finishes every single rep, and, you know, he's definitely a guy that, you know, if I play like him, practice like him, I can be in this league a while, too.
We think about offensive linemen, we think pass protection, but this is a new zone blocking scheme now. The Jaguars are running. Maurice Jones-Drew right behind you. He's ready to go on Sunday. How does your skill set match what you're trying to do on offense in terms of a run game and running for blocking for number 32?
You know, I love run blocking. Last year, I didn't get many chances to do that with our spread offense attack, and Johnny would scramble around everywhere. My first 2 years, we were mostly run before pass, and that's what I kind of pride myself on, is run blocking, finishing people off. So getting back to that, you know, it's been a lot of fun these last preseason games.
Typical offensive lineman. Can't stand it when the quarterback is not where he's supposed to be.
Yeah, exactly. You know, they always said it was hard blocking for a quarterback if you never knew where he was. And, you know, Johnny, you know, everyone watches him. He just runs around the field. But, you know, if it works, it works. He makes plays. He scores touchdowns.
There's a lot of people that said Johnny Manziel hasn't been where he's supposed to be. We'll get to that maybe a little later. It is trivia time here as we head for our first time out on Jaguars All Access. But first, last week's answer, we asked you what position in addition to safety that Gus Bradley played at North Dakota State. The correct answer was punter. Hope you got it right. Here is tonight's question. Luke Jokel is a 2010 graduate of Arlington High School in Arlington, Texas. What famous guitarist from the band Pantera was part of the class of 1985? If you think you know the answer, email us at triviamail@jaguars.com and you could win a $100 gift certificate from Fanatics.com.
Still to come tonight on Jaguars All Access. We're taking a closer look at Luke Jokel. Jeff and the first round pick are headed to the smart board.
I'm John Osier, and I'll tell you why the All Access Cruise off-season program has been ready for the season.
Plus, this week on Jags Wired, we're taking you into the trenches. But first, here are the Southern Ford dealers, sounds of the game.
The final preseason game of 2013. Henning over the middle, there's Reisner. Reisner, another first down, and Planet Todman, another nifty cut, and Todman all the way for the touchdown. Davis under pressure. Davis in trouble, and he's sacked. Pennell Egbo. Oh, and a nice grab by Ebert. He's got the touchdown. Jeremy Ebert on the receiving end from Mike Kapka, 13 yards, and the Jaguars take the lead.
Good job, Cap. That's it.
Davis on the run. Davis trying to get to the goal line. He won't get there. And the Jags are going to get the win in Atlanta. These guys are going to go home with a smile on their face. It'll be a happy plane ride tonight.
This is Jaguars All Access. This is Jaguars All Access. Brought to you by Everbank, Jacksonville's home for banking, lending, and investing. Gate. Baptist Health, changing healthcare for good. Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services.
We love the Twitter here on Jaguars All Access. We'll ask Luke some questions during the show on Twitter. Right now, ask away at BrentAS360. He's already answered a couple of questions during the break. Welcome back here to Jaguars All Access. I'm Brent Martineau. Time to go inside the film room with Jeff Loggeman and the Baptist Health Smart Board. And Jeff, break down the rookie, and there's one play from Thursday that should be fun to watch from all of us.
Oh, there's more than one that are fun to watch. And Luke, watching some of the young players, the young linebacker, Leroy Reynolds, did you get a chance to watch him much while you were on the sideline?
Yeah, you know, played against him out in practice every day, and, you know, he's an active guy. He gets after it. He runs sideline to sideline, and, you know, he's had a great preseason.
All right, well, I've got two plays because I thought he really did a great job of earning a roster spot. Let's take a look at him. This is a third and one play, and when linebackers run through on the backside, they got to make the play, and he does. That's a real nice play by him.
Yeah, it really is. That's a tough block for that guy. And when you're coming downhill like that, it's, you know, it's a great play by him.
Here's the thing, though, that I think impressed a lot of coaches that maybe they didn't know that he had, and that's the ability to have range in the open field. This is, a second and 12 screen play, and there he is delivering a big blow to the running back.
Yeah, you know, it's open field tackles. Those are tough, and, you know, you got to be a special athlete to do that. And, you know, he is one of those guys.
All right, so you guys make all these transactions over the weekend, and I remember there was one particular play in the game in which the rookie quarterback from Duke, he gets under pressure here from DeAnthony Smith, and then right before he goes down and he actually probably pops his shoulder out of joint, there was an offensive lineman, and his name is Jox McClendon, who you guys ended up claiming on waivers. And take a look at the job that he does. First of all, the one-handed grab was spectacular. Okay, so he makes the one-handed grab. Then he actually changes hands with it to get it in the arm away from the defenders. Okay, and then we get a little stiff arm there, pushing the newly acquired Kyle Knox from waivers down to the ground. And then he takes a blow from Terrell, your defensive back. And then Avery Jones finally brings him down.
It's just, what an athletic move. You know, I remember being at the game, seeing it, and saying, man, that guy's an athlete. pretty incredible.
And all you offensive linemen are saying, man, we're all capable of that, right?
Yeah, you know, him getting to touch the ball, I think it may put a smile on every one of our faces. And I think it's terrible to look, but I'd like for that to happen to me every once in a while.
This needs to be a highlight that's always available in the offensive line's film room, because that is impressive.
Yeah.
All right, let's look a little bit of you. This is my favorite play in the ball game. Here's you. We're working against Massapequa, the defensive end. This is a run block. And I said many times before that not a lot of left tackles have the demeanor or the attitude to play right tackle, and I think you're one of them.
Yeah, you know, just a normal inside zone run, and, you know, got him a little bit, got underneath him, got my hands in a good spot, and, you know, was able to finish him.
And you finished, and you're not the only one that knows how to finish. Have you ever been foed?
I have not, which is a great thing. You know, he brings the wood every single, wow. He brings the wood every play, man. And, he plays hard.
And it gets a little rollover on the guy, a little extra like that. Hey, Brent, I mean, that's the kind of attitude you need to have if you're going to run the football in a fullback that's got, you know, that finish him type of attitude along with this guy.
We like the attitude. Punch him in the mouth and maybe punch this guy in the mouth. After demoting the Ozone to the third segment of the show last week, we promote him back to right now because I said so. We have no idea what to expect, so let's go. John Osier from Jaguars.com in the C-Best Ozone.
I'm John Osier with the Ozone Question of the Day. And Sarah from St. Augustine, Florida writes, John, regular season at last. Can't wait. How about you? And most importantly, what's your prediction for the regular season? Well, Sarah, we can't wait for the regular season either. We do enjoy the offseason, and as you might expect, the All Access family doesn't lose touch during the long, emotional months away. Flipkart and I immerse one another in the Northeast Florida wilderness, eschewing the smart board for a little hunting, a little fishing, and other things befitting manly men like we. Sports director and I, well, what else? Vegas, baby. Martineau hanging with the high rollers and Ozone hanging with those befitting him. As for Jaguars predictions, some are saying 3, 4, 5 wins. Well, the guess here is better than that, but whatever. Winning and losing matter, but there's a bigger ideal this season. Gus Bradley talks a lot about doing things right and letting the rest take care of itself. Fans won't accept that forever, but this year it fits. The Jaguars are building. They're going to be making progress. When you think of the first steps that are this season, they won't be easy, but they will be critical and even exciting. Speaking of which, Sarah, you are right to be excited about the regular season. The offseason is great, but let's face it, we need football. Football gives us structure. It keeps us from falling back into bad routines. Maybe best of all, it gives us something on television that's not this. So enjoy the crisp fall air that's coming. Enjoy the season, whatever it may hold for this young team on the rise. Because even for manly men like we, there's only so much offseason a guy can take.
John is ready for the regular season. We've still got more to come here on Jaguars All Access. NFL debut for Luke Jokel coming up this weekend. He watched his twin brother play last weekend on the big stage. That is coming up next. Let's send you a break with lineman Mike Brewster, mic'd up for Jags Wire.
Rhodes, this one's intercepted at the 40-yard line. Falcons heading back to the 35 and the 30.
Got bull rush first play, bro.
This is Jaguars All Access.
Let me put it on and see what it sounds like. Dude, you can't hear anything. That's
sounds like he was in an astronaut suit. Mike Brewster mic'd up for Jags Wire. Take you up close to life in the trenches with him. See the entire segment on Jaguars.com. Different player mic'd up every game. Something you get every week on Jaguars All Access. Also, right now on Jaguars.com, check out the 4-game flex packs. Pick any 4 games starting at $40 a ticket. Welcome back here to Jaguars All Access. I'm Brent Martineau alongside Jeff Lagerman and rookie Luke Jokel. Glad to have him on the show. You went back to College Station this past week to watch your brother play that first half while Johnny Manziel was suspended. Played pretty well, 190 yards and a touchdown.
Yeah, you know, it's great seeing him play. You know, he's been working his tail off for 3 years now, and him getting the chance, get a start. You know, I know it's, you know, it's because Johnny's suspension, but you know, watching him play, watching him do what he did. You know, he played a great game. A&M looked pretty good in the first half, and you know, I'm really happy for him.
I thought your brother did a tremendous job. I mean, to really kind of hold the ship, but he's certainly more than capable than just that. But, I mean, he was inserted late back into the game again because Manziel got an unsportsmanlike penalty. Did you see what happened and why he got that penalty?
You know, I was down on the sideline, so I couldn't really see much from the other side of the field. But, you know, I really don't know what's going on with all that, but I know Matt would be ready to play. You know, Johnny's a great player. I mean, he's a Heisman Trophy winner. You know, he's going to do great things for A&M, but it was good to see Matt go up there and gain some confidence going out there and playing the way he did.
And they are twins, by the way, a quarterback and an offensive
junior coming
line.
Out, and then your brother's a redshirt junior, so he's still got this year and one more year.
Yeah, he does. So
good luck if he gets back in there once again. That was fun for you to be able to see him. For appearing on tonight's show, you are going to receive a limited edition Bueller Swiss watch. Don't give it to your brother now. Bueller Swiss watches are the official watch of the Jacksonville Jaguars, and they are available at fine jewelers throughout Northeast Florida. Still more to come on Jags All Access. We're taking a look at the headlines to watch as we get closer to the opener against Kansas City next Sunday. Stay with us.
This is Jaguars All Access.
Welcome back here to Jaguars All Access. Gatorade Prime headlines. The story is Gabbert ago. We'll find out throughout the week. Gus Bradley's head coaching debut and the two worst teams from a year ago kick off on Sunday. Chiefs and Jaguars, 1 o'clock on CBS 47. We've got about 40 seconds left. SEC compared to NFL. Someone on Twitter asked, and you said he'll find out Sunday.
Oh, he's going to find out Sunday because the level of competition from preseason to the regular season, it goes up.
Yeah, you know, got a little taste of it in the preseason, but, you know, things are flying now. Guys are even picking up their practice pace, and, you know, we're getting ready and, you know, ready to go.
It's been fun to watch you so far. Good luck on Sunday, and thanks for coming in tonight.
Thank you very much. Had a lot of fun.
Luke Jokel, Jeff Lagerman, I'm Brent Martin. We'll see you Sunday at Everbank Field. Jaguars and Chiefs, 1 o'clock on CBS 47. Should be a fun one. Regular football season is here.